I come to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lent asks a question of us, how's your soul these days? I think we don't use the term soul a whole lot these days, actually, but it's a good word. It's a descriptive word. And something that I think that we intuitively know about. So, how's your soul these days? Ash Wednesday actually probes even deeper than that. It tells us, remember, you're going to die. So often, our modern-day culture likes to cover up, cosmetize death. We embalm the body to retard the decaying process so that our last image of the loved one is as if they were alive. And we often hear, oh, she looks so alive, doesn't she? Or he doesn't really look like himself. Funeral homes no longer sell coffins, they sell caskets, as if casket is a little more palatable term than a coffin is. We don't like to think about death, ours or anybody else's, because it reminds us of our own death. Woody Allen once famously wrote, "It's not that I'm afraid to die, I just don't want to be there when it happens." As many of you know, my father died when I was 6, and my mother had me stay home from his funeral because I think she was afraid that I would do something untoward, like cry at his funeral or something. I don't know, but I wasn't allowed even to go to my father's funeral. I think that ties into our fear of death and what effect it has upon us. But the state of our soul is important because our soul will live on in eternity. It will live beyond our body. According to the scriptures, our body will decay, our souls will go on. Our souls, we suppose that our souls have no other preparation or change that needs to take place when we move into eternity. Unlike our bodies, which the scriptures tell us will put on immortality and will have a new body. So, the soul that we have is the soul that's going to go on into eternity. One of the real issues in life that God has for us is, what are you doing with the soul that God gave you at your birth? That precious soul, that yet unformed, unpolluted, unhurt soul. And in what condition will it be when we return to our Maker? Because reminding us ourselves that we're mortal, that we're going to die, will help to prepare our souls for eternity. These ashes today remind us to take care of our souls. We are dust, and to dust we shall return. But we will move beyond death to greater life. The ashes testify to that. They say, "I am claimed for more than this passing age or the grass that fades. I am claimed for eternity." So how shocked do you think your soul will be when it stares eternity in the face? That is what this day is about, to help lessen that shock. And so in the time that we have remaining, I invite you to reflect on your life, to think about your life, to begin moving on things that you need to do to fix in your life, to fix in your soul. We feed our family, we feed ourselves. We need to feed our souls. And Lent is a time of focusing on feeding our souls. I invite you to come on Sunday. We'll talk about ways to feed our souls. The plan of Lenten discipline that will help you prepare your soul, not just for this age, but for eternity.